In France, well over a million people chose this May Day to demonstrate in rival rallies for and against Jean-Marie Le Pen. Le Pen, who leads the anti-immigration National Front, will face incumbent Jacques Chirac in a presidential runoff vote this Sunday. Today, the anti-Le Pen crowd far outnumbered Le Pen supporters, as NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
Today was a showdown. Both pro- and anti-Le Pen activists looked forward to it as a sign of how France's voters will cast their ballots next Sunday, 2 weeks after a first-round vote sent shockwaves across Europe. This morning, the man who set off that earthquake made his first public speech since qualifying, during the traditional National Front ceremony for Joan of Arc. Greeted, as usual, by a recording of a rousing operatic chorus, Le Pen strode alone onto a stage at the Place de l'Opéra. Before him, a sea of tricolor flags, hundreds of young white people wearing Proud to be French t-shirts. A crowd of about 20,000 listened to their leader's hour-and-a-half-long speech, much of it devoted to attacking President Jacques Chirac. Le Pen evoked corruption investigations into Chirac's tenure as mayor of Paris.
Au-delà des emplois fictifs, de l'argent noir, des marchés partagés.
Beyond the fake jobs and the kickbacks and the catering bills, Le Pen said it is France that Chirac has robbed. It is not me who shames his country overseas, it is Chirac. Le Pen portrayed a France hamstrung by European Union treaties and buffeted by the forces of globalization. A France that betrays families with abortion on demand and small family allowances. A France whose schools are failing, but above all, a France in which honest, hard-working French people can't feel safe from crime, get housing or jobs because of immigration. Le Pen has somewhat softened his language for this presidential campaign, something which may have helped him get 17% of the vote in the first round. But his message wasn't lost today on Annick Rousseau, a housewife and great-grandmother who explained why she's voting for the former paratrooper.
To defend the France because she's occupied by many people, strangers. They are here for sécurité sociale, for everything.
Skinheads and other toughs added their voices to the Le Pen demonstration. The government deployed over 3,000 riot police to prevent pro- and anti-Le Pen people from clashing. But there was no violence. Later at the Place de la République, the atmosphere was rather mellow. It wasn't really a march because there were too many people to move. There were members of the Socialist Party, which opposed Chirac in the first round and is now calling on voters to choose him and save the Republic. There were parents with children, people of color, and students. Since Le Pen qualified for the second round 10 days ago, high school and university students have demonstrated every day. Le Pen says they're being made to march just like the children of North Korea. But Marine Charles and Jean-Christophe, both in university, said it was their civic duty to demonstrate.
We don't particularly like Chirac, and we wouldn't have voted for him, but we're going to, because that's the only way we can avoid having Le Pen.
And we have to erase the shame of Le Pen being on the second part of the election by putting his score down, and the only way to do that is voting Chirac.
Judging by the turnout in today's twin demonstrations and by the results of opinion polls, Chirac is headed for victory. But it won't be one born on a wave of enthusiasm. Some of the signs here alluded to the corruption investigations targeting Chirac. They read, "Better the crook than the fascist." Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.